Sarcastic Voyage has embarked on a modest undertaking to chronicle the entirety of human history in sketch form. Join us as we uncover the mysteries of the past in our ongoing feature, which we call History. It's not as good as it used to be. Early in the 5th century AD, a remarkable woman, Hypatia of Alexandria, became head of the Platonist school in Egypt, which was then part of the Eastern Roman Empire. There, she taught the philosophy and science of Plato and Aristotle.
All right, settle down, class. This is the philosophy and science of Plato and Aristotle CI.
Sorry, did you say CI? I was looking for PSPA 101.
I see your confusion. Our doors are open to all the faiths and nationalities as long as they sacrifice the occasional goat to Caesar. This is, after all, the Roman Empire. And as such, we use a standard numbering convention that has been in place since the year of the consulship of Lucius Tarquinius Collatinus.
You mean 415 AD?
Sure.
Is this going to be on the exam?
What? I haven't even started teaching anything yet. We're still quibbling over numbers and dates.
I thought that sort of thing was beyond our ability to comprehend, per the tenets of Neoplatonism.
Oh, Christ, is that going to be on the test?
Language!
Oh, Latin, thanks.
If you're all quite finished. Yes, that is, in fact, one of the core philosophies of this particular school of thought.
Nailed it.
You mean like they nailed your friend to that cross?
Even?
Bible beater?
Stop it! Both of you, honestly, it's like working with children.
We are all of us children of God.
As I was saying, one of the main concepts of Neoplatonism is that reality is utterly simple, ineffable, and unknowable.
But not by God, right?
I'm sorry?
Reality is knowable and effable for God.
I assume you mean the Christian God, Yahweh?
His name! You said his unknowable name!
How do you know?
What?!
If the name is unknowable, how do you know that I said it?
Just got you there.
You stay out of this.
Was that a rock?
No.
He's got a whole sack full of rocks. Both of these Christians do.
Nark.
I suppose you two were planning on stoning the infidel teacher of the old ways?
What? No. These stones aren't for that. These are for perfectly innocent purposes. I was going to drown some kittens after class.
Anyway, you're not an infidel. You're a Satanist.
She is not.
Thank you.
I'm a Satanist. Come on, you two. I'm on your side. I'm on the exact opposite side, but we're all against her. Like a Pythagorean triangle.
What? Why?
Well, because of the square of the triangle.
I know that. I mean, why are you against me?
Oh, I don't believe that women should be teaching.
You're a woman.
Yeah, but I'm not teaching anyone.
You tell her. That sure taught her a lesson.
Damn it. I curse you all.
By the gods.
God.
By the gods. I'm the head of the school. I invented the hydrometer. Have you ever needed to determine the relative density and gravity of liquids?
Well, oh, yeah.
You have? Okay. Well, you have me to thank for your ability to do that. And on top of all the rest, I'm known throughout this great empire of ours for two things, my dignity and my goddamn virtue. So put away the stones and... Oh, what? Stop it! What did I just tell you?
You said no stones.
Those aren't stones.
They're oyster shells.
How do you know that either the stones or the oyster shells exist?
How do you know that you exist to ask the question?
Fucking philosophy majors.